Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Been on the Cougs all through the year. What kind of miracle would it take for them to actually even end up in the playoffs?
Almost so many teams have to lose twice,
yeah.
Maybe even some three times.
Well, I don't think three times if they're unbeaten, but you'd have to have two losses. Now, a lot of things can go wrong. Chaos can ensue, but boy,
it's
highly
unlikely.
I got to say, it's less than 2%.
At ESPN, Edison Volk has learned of his father's death before starting game one, and there was different news put out after that Edison Volquez didn't. To me, that makes it more interesting that he went out there and won a World Series game.
Why do you need to know that during the game?
Media's changed, and you're old school. It will bother people like you. That's the new age of media.
But you know what? You can do the new age right.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number. If you want to get in, can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at, what the hell is your Twitter, Aaron?
It's written up there behind you.
I
Producer
know.
A Radio with a Y.
I knew that.
Did John already leave?
Yeah.
God, I can't believe we didn't talk to him about what.
You'll have to hit him up with that tomorrow.
We'll talk to him tomorrow. Jong is out for the rest of the day because he said that he had to be somewhere by sundown because it's an Asian thing.
Yeah, well, you'll have to get the explanation of that, and I'll have to listen to it later.
So he's got Aaron here working on his birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Aaron.
Oh, thank you.
I did not know it was your birthday. I would have brought you a beer. I'll have to bring you one.
Oh, it's all good. I usually don't like to make a big deal about it.
Well, how old are you?
27.
Hard
Such
times.
A child. Such a child.
I remember 27 like it was a long time ago.
Like it was 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, and on that soundbite, I'm not old school. I'm helping us start something that nobody else is doing.
No,
in the
but
media
I think
world.
When it comes to your journalistic views, you're old school.
I have higher expectations of people than I should at this stage, but that's all right. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. A couple of things to get to. 6:15. I'm going to just do a brief Breeders' Cup thing. So, just warning you guys.
Be prepared for that.
I'm warning you guys. Always say nobody cares about horse racing. I'm going to do this for the, I would say, 57 texts I've gotten on the text line today and a bunch of tweets and other stuff. So, this is, I can't read that. That's funny, though. All right, so we're going to do our top 25 because we haven't had a chance to do that yet. And there you go. Got the music down right on cue. Well done, Aaron. You're right on your game already. Perfect. And we'll start with the bottom five where there's a very heavy ACC influence on my 25 through 21. I have North Carolina in at number 25. Have Ole Miss at 24, UCLA at 23, Pitt at 22, and Duke at 21.
I have North Carolina 25, I have UCLA 24, Pittsburgh 23, Toledo 22, and UH 21.
I have Toledo at 20, Michigan at 19, Houston at 18, Florida State is down to 17, and at number 16, I have Temple.
I have Ole Miss at 20, Duke at 19, 18, Temple, 17, Memphis, 16, Iowa.
Hey, you've got Iowa way down there, don't you? I have them pretty far down, too.
I feel like I have them too high.
I know.
You put Memphis and Iowa on a neutral field, I'd take Memphis. Ole Miss, I'd take over them.
I'd take Temple, Houston, any of those teams over Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay, 15, I have Memphis. Utah at 14. Iowa, 13. Oklahoma, 12. Okie State, 11.
All right, I have Florida State 15, Michigan 14. By the way, I know two-loss Michigan over undefeated Iowa. I'm a terrible person.
We know that.
13, Oklahoma, 12, Utah, 11, Oklahoma State.
And now we get to our top 10, and I think we're going to have the same top four. I don't know if the order is going to be the same, but we'll see. I still have Alabama 10th because I believe of the one-loss teams, Stanford's been more impressive since their one loss. Notre Dame has a better loss than Alabama, and Florida has a better loss than Alabama at this stage of the season. So Alabama has not looked good in games against Arkansas. They didn't look good against Tennessee. I have Alabama 10, Florida 9, Notre Dame 8, Stanford 7, TCU 6.
Okay. I have Florida 10, Notre Dame 9, Stanford 8, TCU 7, Alabama 6.
See, I think, and it's not a criticism of you because everybody else is doing it. I think you're putting Alabama up that high because they're Alabama, not because of what they've really done on the field. That's why I have them lower. That doesn't mean they can't move up, especially when they beat LSU. Especially where
when?
Well, if they beat LSU. Oh, that's going to be a good
look
game.
Look at you.
But
bold prediction,
again, going on what they've done, they have not been impressive, and that Mississippi loss keeps looking worse and worse.
It does look bad.
Except for what Mississippi did to Aggie. All right, at number 5, I have Michigan State. Number 4, I have Ohio State. Baylor, I have dropped to 3. Number 2, I have LSU. And number 1, I have the Clemson Tigers.
Well, we have the same top 5. I have Michigan State 5, Baylor 4, the Ohio State 3, LSU 2, Clemson 1.
And it's really hard to rank Baylor.
It is, because they've played no one.
No, and they've done what they're supposed to do. They beat the crap out of those teams. But honestly, and I don't think the quarterback injury is going to hurt them that much. I think they're still going to be pretty good.
I feel like I should have TCU ranked ahead of Baylor, because what I always say is, you know, TCU played at Minnesota non-conference.
Right.
I should reward them for that.
But boy, when you look at
them, man,
they should have lost to. You talk about lost to Tech.
You talk about Bama having bad on-field performance.
Right.
TCU has. Besides the Texas game and Stephen F. Austin, every game's been in doubt at some point.
And I got into it with somebody, and very respectfully, by the way, on Twitter, but I asked about why I had Michigan State ahead of TCU when Michigan State had a fluke win. I said TCU's win over Tech was a fluke.
Yeah.
That was a ridiculous catch at the end of that. So if you're going to take style points off of Michigan State, you got to take them off of you, too. But it's a friend of mine who's a TCU grad.
The Big 12, we'll know more. I mean,
well, and that's the thing. These teams will have a chance to sort themselves out.
The reality is only one of those teams has a chance to make the playoff, whether it's TCU, Baylor, Oak State, or OU. And they'll all have their chance to go at each other.
It'll play out over the next month. And I would say,
if yours is ranked lower than you like it, well, they'll have a chance to prove it.
And
what we say now means zero.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how ours match up with when they start doing the polls next week.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. But I got to say, and we talked about this the other day, but I'm really impressed by Clemson.
Man.
And what they went in and did, they basically got Al Golden fired. And, man, they're playing at a ridiculous level right now. And I think the competition level, while not SEC level, the teams they're beating are pretty damn good, including Notre Dame. And Miami's not a good team, but they're not a joke. That's a talented team, and you just went in there and blanked them and made them look like the Texans against the Dolphins.
Also, they might have, you know, as good as I think JT Barrett is and as good as Trayvon Boykin is, they might have the best quarterback out of everybody.
And I think he needs to start being in the Heisman talk, because especially if they run the table. And you know, they had the close game against Louisville, but that was at Louisville on a Thursday night. Then they grinded it out against Notre Dame. Then they beat Georgia Tech pretty handily. Same Georgia Tech team that just knocked off Florida State. And Boston College plays pretty good defense. They handled them pretty well, and then they just crushed the U. And you look at the rest of their schedule, they got North Carolina State on the road this week. Then the Florida State game they have at home. Then at Syracuse, Wake Forest, and then they're going to finish with South Carolina. So,
which is a rivalry game, but they are in completely different spots right now.
This is not the South Carolina that you're used to. And but you know what? We see it a lot with these rivalry games, but I think that looking at their schedule, they get past Florida State, which I think they'll do. They're going to be unbeaten going into that championship game. And I think of all the teams out there, the one most likely to get into that 14 playoff from the ones that we have in the top 10 might be Clemson at this stage of the season, because I just don't see many.
I mean, Florida State could give them a hell of a game, but if they get past that, I think they're the first team you can write down as they're in.
Yeah, I think that's because everybody else, you look at their skip. Boy, they could lose that game. Boy, they could lose that game. You know, Alabama could lose to LSU. LSU could lose to Alabama. I mean, there's so many good games coming up. But you look at that, and I don't really see maybe South Carolina. But, I mean, they've got enough talent to give them a game.
And do you think that Pittsburgh, Duke, or North Carolina, whoever wins the Coastal, is going to beat them? I don't.
No. I mean, I obviously, when you get to that point, you're going to have a ton of pressure on you. We see it every year.
Right.
The other team comes out and throws a punch. But I think they're better than any of those schools.
The other team that I'm starting to believe in, and mostly because of a change that they made, I really think that Ohio State, we're about to start seeing Ohio State again. And they have Michigan State and at Michigan at the end of the year, which is obviously, you know.
And you win those, you're in. I mean, there's no question.
What? You don't think Iowa could beat them?
No. Iowa's, boy, that would be. But Cowboy Bill says, easy, guys. Clemson tricks us every year. They do. And you know what? I always say there's three teams that I'm never going to believe in: Virginia Tech, Clemson, and Georgia. And every year they always lose. Yeah, when Virginia Tech was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Well, this year Georgia lost. I started believing in them. They lost. Clemson, I'm starting to believe in.
Maybe it'll come.
If they lose to North Carolina State,
oh god.
Then that will officially, like, I'm out on Georgia forever. As long as Mark Richt is there, never again will I believe in a Georgia team ever. Well, if that happens, they lose to North Carolina State. Adios, Clemson. You're out of my life forever. I don't think it's going to happen. No, I do think this is a different team. Although Dabo Swinney is kind of a dickweed.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of his, but I sure like this team. All right, guys. Hey, I got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Cars for Kids. If there's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do, you know who helps him? The Houston Can Academies. And him or her. Houston Can Academies does such a great job with at-risk kids, helping them get through school. A lot of them that have dropped out had to do it to help their families. A lot of them had to go to work. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, gets them the education they need, works around their schedule, and helps change their lives. And they also give all the things that these kids need to succeed. You know, if they need transportation, they get them a free bus pass. If they're hungry, they even give them a warm, wholesome meal. And that's why your donation is so needed right now. And all you have to do, donate that vehicle you're not using anymore. You got a truck sitting out back. You know, you got any of those things, and you're not using it, and it's just sitting there. Maybe you were going to try to fix it up, never got around to it. Well, guess what? Donate it. That's all you need. Please donate it, and here's what they're going to do. They're going to come out there and tow it. They're going to take care of the paperwork, take care of everything. Your donation is tax deductible. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice, they are going to go there and tow it. So if you're over in Lake Charles, they'll come over there and get it. If you're in Pearland, they'll go over there and get it. You're in Galveston, they'll come down there and get it. And it's tax deductible. So you're doing a great thing. You're helping these kids, and you're helping change lives just by getting rid of that old thing in your yard or in your garage. And that's such a cool thing because so many great kids come out of this academy that go on and do great things, and it doesn't happen without your donation. So here's what you do. If you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. So you get a tax donation, so you get the write-off, you get a $50 gift card, and you get to help somebody out. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com and donate today. Remember, write off the car, not the kid.
Gotta leave town, got another appointment. Spent all my rent, girl, you know.
ESPN 97.5.
And the sky crane, a little drop of dreams can go so far.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll get to your phone calls again in just a second, but I did promise the horse racing contingent that I would give them a little bit on the Breeders' Cup here. It's still 2 days. There's four races on Friday and then nine on Saturday. The just very generally some things that I always try to look for, because all these fields are huge. They're all good horses. So the key is to try to find somebody who's got value. So I'll put out my picks. I'll try to. Now, I've got some family issues to deal with the next couple of days, so I'm going to try to put my picks out. But one thing to always look for is, well, I try to look for two things. Like, usually a horse that maybe didn't run too well in its last race, but its prior races are really good, so people overlook him. And maybe a horse from a different, you know, from smaller tracks that people aren't paying attention to. In turf races, always the Europeans. Just take any European because they always run well. And so just on Friday, there's a couple that I like. And the first of the four races is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, which is two-year-old turf colts. There's a horse that's 10-1. And I always – look, some of these are going to completely miss. But every year I have one or two of these that hit at a big price. And that's all you need. But there's this horse I like, Hollywood Don, who's the 11 horse. He's 10-1 morning line. I think he's going to go off around 15. The reason I like him, he won two turf races in California, and then they put him on a dirt race. He didn't run that badly against some of the better two-year-old colts, and now he's back on the turf where he should do great. So he's 10-1. I'm going to use him in a bunch of stuff. And the race after that is the Dirt Mile, and Liam's Map is going to be a heavy, heavy favorite there. Going to use him, but I'm also going to use at 6-1 Red Vine. I think he's got a real good shot to upset him. And then the classic on Saturday, I'm going to try to save for Friday. But the third race on Friday, the Philly Juvenile Phillies Turf, that is just an absolute dog's breakfast. And I think I have no clue how that one's going to go. But the long shot I'm going to use there is a 15-1 horse, Nemoralia. So that'll make you some money. And the Breeders' Cup Distaff, the other thing that's kind of weird about this, it's at Keeneland this year. And the outside posts, it's almost impossible to win. And a bunch of favorites are in outside posts. So in that particular race, I'm going with I'm a Chatterbox, who's 8-1. So there's some bombs for you. Saturday, I'm still looking at the classic. It's American Pharoah's last race. It's going to be a great matchup between him and Beholder. I'll probably find a long shot to throw in there. But just in case something happens and I'm not here Friday, there is a long shot I absolutely love in the sprint on Saturday. And there's a horse in there. You might have heard of this guy, Jim McInville. He's got a horse called Run Happy in there, who's one of the two favorites.
Really?
Yeah, very good horse.
Good old Mattress Mac?
Mattress Mac has a chance to win the Breeders' Cup Sprint with Run Happy, who's a really, really good horse. But in that race, I think he should be one of the two. Well, he and Private Zone will be the two favorites, but they have kind of the same running style. They're both not going to finish 1-2. I have a long shot for you to throw in your bets. You'll love the name. Ivan Fallenovalot, who is 30-1 on the morning line. And this horse is going to get completely ignored because his last two races were at Remington Park, and they're going for all these sexy Saratoga races.
Right.
But if you go back to earlier this year, he was running with the best sprinters in the Midwest and beating them. And he's done nothing but just cruise in his last two races. So he's 30-1. I love him. I'm going to be using him in all my bets. And here's another one for you. Last race, if you can draw a line through, this horse, Alsvid, is 50-1. I think one of those two could get in there very easily, maybe both. And so can Kobe's Back, who's 15-1. So that race is one where...
You think that means Kobe's back, like Kobe's actual, like the...
I think it's his actual back.
The behind of his torso?
Yeah, the area above his butt.
Okay.
But, and I'll like I said, I'll try to get this tweeted out. Oh, one more for you. This will be an easy name to remember. The Breeders' Cup Turf. The big favorite's going to be Golden Horn. He should be. He won the Arc, which is the biggest race in Europe. But a lot of times horses that win the Arc, that's the race they're trying to win. This is an afterthought.
Right.
And that takes a lot out of them. How about the Pizza Man at 15-1? Here's an easy name to remember.
That's a good one.
He is the 10 horse. That is one I'm giving a real shot in there. And I'll try to get to the Classic on Friday. But I just want to spend a couple minutes on it because people were asking for some picks. And usually I do real well with these. And just... there's a chance I'm not going to be able to get them posted, and I'm not going to be able to respond to your Twitter questions. So, anyway.
So, just in case.
Just in case. There you go. Okay, those of you who don't like horse racing can tune back in. Let's try some phone calls.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Renee, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Good Wednesday. Sports to y'all, fellas.
Sports to you, good sir.
First of all, I'd like to say happy birthday to Aaron. Hope you're having a good day.
Aw.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I had a quick question for y'all, man. If Hoyer keeps on going like the way he's going, do y'all think T.J. Yates will be ready by sometime this year, or do y'all think they will start him on next year?
No. I think they're hoping T.J. Yates never has to go out and take a snap. Yeah. Would be ideal.
The only way I think you see T.J. Yates is if Hoyer gets hurt, which there's a good chance of that. He gets hurt every year.
But they're hoping that they don't ever have to put him out there.
Yeah, because let's face it, you can't expect much out of him. The guy's been on a couch now for a month and a half. Lamont says, I know you're out on The Walking Dead, but you said you'd catch that last episode. I have not. I got caught up on Fargo last night. I'm trying to get caught up on The Leftovers now. I might get to it. Cody says, don't sleep on Syracuse. Syracuse is one of those teams that is just good enough to cover the spread.
Yeah. Consider Syracuse slept on.
Yeah. Sleep on some Syracuse women, maybe. But No.
Upstate New York women?
No. Maybe not.
You don't want that, bro.
There's
too much padding. I like padding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a padding guy.
But see, the problem with upstate New York is kind of like when you go to Canada during the winter, you don't know, because they all wear so much clothes and all they got so many layers on, you don't know what's underneath. You're guessing. It's like Christmas. You're opening a present. You never know what's going to be there. Might be good. It might be socks. Caesar, it was great to meet you guys Monday. Keep it up. Yeah, he's Deportes.
Yeah.
We'll take some more phone calls. Ron, you'll be up next. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. It's The Blitz on ESPN 975. Take the world off. Hi, my name is what? My name
is who? My name is You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 975. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And one quick disclaimer on my horse picks is I still have one last thing to do. I run some computer numbers and I just do normal handicapping, but then I go back and watch every single one of the races, the last 10 races that every horse has run. So I haven't done that yet. That's going to be sometime probably Thursday night when I stay up all night.
All right.
So anyway. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls. Zeifel? What's up?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Okay, so I know Seahawks defense are looking up, but what are the odds that Terry McFadden tears it up this weekend? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
Listen, I feel better about Darren. And now the one thing I will say for Seattle is it's going to be difficult to run the ball on them when there's not much threat of a pass. And I don't think with the Cowboys right now there's much of a threat of a pass. If you let Seattle get one-dimensional on defense, you're in trouble. But I don't think Darren McFadden is going to get shut out.
No.
I mean, behind that offensive line, Dallas's offensive line is so good. Almost anybody can run. I think that you're looking less at what you saw last week, less than what you saw last week, but it's not going to be a bad week.
As long as he doesn't get hurt.
Fed.
That's always the question with him.
That dude might get hurt, you know, walking out to the field for warm-ups. You never know.
Hey, did you see that? You see who got engaged?
Did see that. Is that true?
I don't know if it's true. We need to talk to Glenn Davis and find out.
Rumor has it Derek Jeter and Hannah Davis are engaged to be wed.
To each other.
To each other.
Yeah. That's the rumor. We'll wait till we hear from Glenn. Is that... He would know, right? Uncle Glenn?
Yeah.
But that report's out. Of course, that report was out there a year ago, and it wasn't true. So, until I see that ring and the marriage license, I'm going to hold off on commenting. All right, let's grab Ron real quick.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, man, with the NBA season coming up, I was just wanted to know, what's the odds of James Harden winning NBA MVP and possibly Finals MVP?
The second one is, I'll go 5%, because that's probably about the chance I give the Rockets of winning the NBA Finals.
Well, they're 15-1, so.
Okay, so probably more like 8%.
Yeah, roughly.
As far as him winning the MVP, I mean, he's got to be a top five candidate. Actually,
he is fifth in the wagering.
Oh, there you go. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant. Who's the other guy? Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis. Here's your actual odds.
Okay.
Since it is One of the Odds Wednesday, and we like to deliver. LeBron James, 5-2. Steph Curry, 4-1. Boy, he was awful last night, wasn't he?
Yeah, Steph Curry. You called it. There's no way he'll be as good as last year. He's definitely regressed.
Yeah, well, it's one game.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis, 4-1. Kevin Durant, 4-1. So Curry, Davis, Durant, all 4-1.
Anthony Davis definitely regressed based on that same game last night. He actually did kind of suck.
See, this is why I don't watch any basketball until January.
Later.
Yeah, because it doesn't mean anything. I'll watch the Rockets on occasion, but. Especially, anyway, we'll get to it. James Harden, 8-1. All right, here's some guys that I would think about, though, if we're going to get outside of the favorites. Russell Westbrook, 11-1. A little less likely with a healthy Durant.
Well, but if Durant gets hurt, I could see that.
But I don't know if they're good enough without him. How about Blake Griffin, 18-1?
I don't even know if he's the best player on his team. That's tough.
LaMarcus Aldridge, 28-1.
Same thing. Although
no, but I mean, honestly, if they have the kind of season that, I mean, if they have a nutball season and he's a big reason for it,
yeah,
he's the new guy, he takes them to new heights, I guarantee you that's a guy who can move up. Kawhi Leonard's 33 if you prefer him.
Less likely, I think.
Yeah, I don't really see anybody outside that group unless Damian Lillard has a career year and the Blazers have a great season.
He will have a career year.
He's 80-1, by the way.
But that team is not going to be good.
Yeah. I mean, he'd have to have a ridiculous year.
What's Kobe?
I don't see any odds on Kobe.
You know somebody's looking to put 20 bucks on Kobe.
You know damn well people are betting on Kobe just like they're betting on the Lakers at 300-1. Don't waste your money.
Suckers.
Telling you. Well, apparently Bernie Sanders announced his pot legalization plan. Okay. I'm paying attention to you now, Bernie.
Yeah, don't get me started on these politicians. You're not going to be here to talk about the thing tomorrow.
No, I'm not. But I, you know what? I've seen enough of the debates already. Nobody's going to say anything different. Or they're not going to tackle any of the issues that I care about. So
tonight supposedly is all about money. So over under Reagan mentions, someone said earlier, they said it at 16.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to go well over 16.5 on a night like tonight.
Probably so. But although I would hope that their people are telling them, don't just do this all the time, because I've gotten to where I hate watching now because they all, and I know they must teach him this, to just keep saying the same things so that it's, quote, hammering home their point. No, you're just repeating yourself, and you're boring the crap out of me. So I think I've heard everything out of these guys I need to hear, unless somebody says or does something stupid. I'm learning more about them watching them in individual interviews. Like Colbert's had, Ted Cruz on and Donald Trump and guys like that. I'm actually learning more about their policies from that than these yell fests that they're having on TV. So that, reading up on them. But I've loved the first couple, but I kind of think I'm out now. If somebody asked about Chris Paul, he's also 18-1. You can have him. I'm not a fan. I mean, a great player, but I don't think that team's going to be good enough either. All right, we need to get people lined up for Moron of the Week. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to be playing for a Genghis Grill gift card. We have two of them. So first and second, you win. Third, you get nothing.
Nothing.
which AJ loves, that whoever finishes third gets absolutely nothing.
For sure.
So you're going to win a $25 gift card to Genghis Grill, over 80 fresh ingredients for you to make the perfect bowl. No two bowls are the same. Bring your friends and see if you can conquer our infamous fishbowl cocktails. Kids eat free on Tuesdays. Make sure you visit GenghisGrillHouston.com for your closest Genghis Grill. We'll take callers 15, 16, 17. You have to hold on through the break. You will be assigned a moron when we come back, and two of you will be happy. One of you can blame AJ because he would not let me have a third one to give to you. It's totally his fault. Actually, they only gave me two, so if we'd had three, we probably would have given one away earlier so that one of you can lose. It's not, I mean, we're giving things away, but this isn't soccer, not youth soccer, man. Not everybody,
everybody gets a trophy, bro.
Exactly. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my friends at Houston Can Cars for Kids. Houston Can Academy is a terrific place. And you've probably heard their slogan before. You've probably heard about donating your car and help a kid. But you know what? This is it's more than a slogan. It's more than just that. Because the truth is, this is a great place. This is a school that takes in kids that have dropped out elsewhere and gives them a second chance. And they don't quit on people. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of really terrific kids over there going to school now that are going to finish and that are going to go on to be really productive and happy, and they're going to change some lives. And it's all because you donated a vehicle, because that's what they're doing. They're graduating thinkers. It makes us better. They're taking people who wouldn't have had a chance and helping them get through and become better people and successful people. And that helps all of us. That changes a lot of lives. And they also do all kinds of good things for these students. If they need glasses, they provide them. If they need transportation, they give them free bus passes. If they're hungry, they even give them a meal. They work around their schedule. A lot of these kids had to drop out of school to support their families. They had to go to work. Well, they work around their schedule, and they give them an education. But you know what? That's why your donation is more needed more than ever right now. And here's what they're going to do. No matter where you are, if you can hear my voice, they'll come tow that vehicle away absolutely free of charge. And your donation is tax deductible. So if you've got a car sitting there, a truck, anything, they'll come get it. They'll come tow it. They'll even fill out the paperwork. They'll take care of everything. And you know what else they'll do? If you donate today, give them a call. Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. You're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. It's just their way of saying thank you. So listen, guys, if you got something sitting there, don't leave it there. Just give them a call, because it is going to change lives. It's going to change lives for the better. And you're going to have a totally tax-deductible donation and a $50 gift card, and you got that thing out of your yard or your garage. It's that simple. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
Easy for you to say.
ESPN 97.5.
Texas Iowa State College Football, 6 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Join me Saturday. No, not me, actually. It's going to be join Henry Thomas and Fred Davis Saturday for College Game Day Party presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House. Our feature game of the day is Texas versus Iowa State. Meet us on the deck at 6 for the kickoff. Catch a cold silver bullet and register to win tickets to see Texas take on Kansas with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn, courtesy of ESPN and 97.5 and Coors Light. Sorry about that. I was supposed to be there. I had to pull out at the last minute. So my apologies for that, but family stuff to deal with. All right. Before we get to moron of the week, Brandon tweeted and said, call to donate my car, picking it up Friday. Thanks. No, thank you, man. I got to tell you, before we take things on, I don't take on something I don't believe in. I went out there and saw that school because I'd heard about them before, and I've heard about other radio stations, and they didn't really tell me what it was about. And once I found out, man, they're doing great things for kids. So I really enjoy having them as a sponsor, and you know, love that people are doing it, and appreciate you guys for doing it. It really is a great cause, and it's something I believe in. It's not just something that that you know we just took on to have advertising. It's actually something that I really think is a great cause. All right, let's get to moron of the week. Here's how it works. Boy, I hope it's not Romeo Crennel. Romeo, you get moron number one. Romeo Crennel probably would be in. Never mind. Walter, you're going to get more on number two, and Brett, you're going to get more on number three. When we're done, Aaron and AJ will vote on who is the two biggest morons of the week. Whoever's third, you don't win anything, but the other two of you guys are going to get $25 Genghis Grill gift cards. For our first moron, we're going to go to Raleigh, North Carolina. I like drones. I have it's quadricopter. It's not, I don't know if it's really a
That's
drone.
All but the same.
Yeah. But this man was arrested for flying a drone over the state fairgrounds. Doesn't sound like that bad of a thing, right? He was also charged with a misdemeanor violation of state regulations of unmanned aircraft systems. He was also charged with possession of a controlled substance and a possession of drug paraphernalia. Okay, so he was drugging and droning.
That's frowned upon.
But here's what really got him in trouble. As he was flying the drone, he had a camera on it, taking pictures. He is a registered sex offender.
Oh, no.
Yes. So, basically, the law doesn't forbid someone from flying over the drone from the state fairgrounds, but it's unlawful to launch or land a drone on state property without permission. So, for him flying the drone, taking pictures, then they find out he's a sex offender. Now they're going through the camera to see just what he was taking pictures of. So, this guy may be in a lot bigger trouble just for flying a drone. So, that's moron number one.
Shame.
Pretty good one, right? I thought they were a little thin this week, but I think that one's not bad. Okay, this one, a lot of people sent me on Facebook. It was going to be Gym of the Day, but New Mexico, where a man was arrested Thursday after allegedly beating his friend to death. Okay, it doesn't sound like much, right?
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, the problem is, this is one of the reasons why I'm out on Walking Dead. I don't want to be killed by somebody who's mad. He was binge drinking and binge watching The Walking Dead when his friend began to change into a zombie. When officers arrived, two maintenance workers were holding him down. He basically was running around the complex threatening people with a knife. And he apparently was so drunk from watching Walking Dead that he thought his friend was turning into a zombie and was going to bite him. So,
you gotta be pretty messed up.
Yeah. But he did beat the alleged zombie to death, who's now probably a real zombie, only not a breathing one. Do zombies technically breathe? Even? Probably not.
Don't think so.
Anyway, that's moron number two, and that one is playing for Walter. Brett, you get moron number three. I don't know if it's the owner. I don't know if it's the dog. Maybe it's just pure irony, but we go to North Webster, Indiana, where a northern Indiana woman is recovering from being shot in the foot. She was shot in the foot by her dog. 25-year-old Allie Carter.
Sounds fishy to me.
Laid her 12-gauge. Oh, it's going to get fishier. Laid her 12-gauge shotgun on the ground without the safety on while they were hunting waterfowl. So it makes sense that you'd have a dog, right? The Labrador Retriever stepped on top of the shotgun, depressed the trigger, and it went off. Shot her in the foot. The best part of the story, the dog's name. Trigger.
No.
So that's moron number three playing for Brett. So let's recap here our three morons. Our first moron, which we'll call the Drone Wars, was the man who was arrested, the sex offender, who was arrested for flying his drone over the state fair. That's playing for Romeo. Playing for Walter, moron number two, which we'll call the Squawking Dead, is the guy who was drinking and binge-watching and thought his friend turned into a zombie and beat him to death. And moron number three, which we'll call Pup Fiction, because we don't know if we believe that. Playing for Brett is the woman who allegedly got shot in the foot by her dog. But that whole story sounds fishy. Shot in the foot, dog named Trigger. Yeah. But anyway.
Same prize for one and two? There's no...
Yeah, it's both, so one and two get the same prize.
Okay, I'll go number one and two then, would be my vote.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go.
All right, so Romeo and Walter, congratulations. You guys dialed well. Brett, you dialed poorly. Sorry, buddy.
You dialed poorly.
But at least you got to play. You know what? It's like I always say when I finish last in one of my 10Ks, I always say, you know what? I beat all the people who didn't come out today.
You beat me.
Well, Brett, you know what? You beat all the people who didn't dial as well as you. So.
That makes me feel bad about myself that you beat me in that race.
Man, I was my last one. And I was dead bleeping last among males, and that's it always sucks when you get the results. And
like, did you turn around and point at the chicks and be like, ha,
I did beat like four chicks. But this one was, yeah, this was a cancer benefit run that we did. And there were a bunch of kids in it. And like not kid kids, but like high school and college kids.
Right.
And real runners. And I, you know it's bad when you make that second loop in a 10K and you look around and there's nobody around you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad if you're one of those fast people and you're beating everybody. But when you know that's not the case and, you know, you look around, there's like a woman with a stroller and that's about it. You're like, uh-oh, this isn't going to be good. But you know what? I don't do it to, fortunately, I don't do it to try to win. I do it to, so I can drink beer.
Yeah.
And stay in shape. And it's a lot.
And you want to win if you can, but if you don't.
It's not realistic for me to beat these people.
It's not the end of the world if you don't
win. No. I mean, it's yeah, I get what I mean. I'm doing it for health reasons and for fun, although it's not really fun finishing last. It sucks.
Well, get better then, dude.
I need slower friends to run with me. That's what I need.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get better. Actually, this one was so ridiculous that I could have run my personal best by 5 minutes and still would have been last. I mean, these were people who were all doing it in like 42 minutes and stuff. I mean, it was just, it was embarrassing to look at the gap because if I'd known there were real runners, I wouldn't have done it. Because you know, there's always a bunch of people like me who are just doing it for fun.
Right.
There wasn't in this case, man. So, all right, well, these things happen.
C'est la vie, Fred. I don't know if that
is. La vie? What?
I don't know.
Say what? No. Yeah. No, it's not about that. It's just about trying to keep myself in shape and enjoy life a little bit. All right. So Jerome will be here tomorrow. So that should be fun.
Love working with Jerome.
Hopefully I'll try to listen at some point, but I don't know what the day holds. But
you got stuff going on.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll be back on Friday unless there's something else. But hopefully. Well, it's a funeral. It's going to go like funerals go. What are you going to do?
Just so you know, going into tonight's debates.
Yeah.
Rubio 2-1, Bush 3-1, Trump 4-1, Carson 8-1. That's your leaders to win the nod.
Really?
Yeah.
Rubio's the favorite?
Rubio
now?
Is the favorite now. Ted Cruz, thankfully, at 16-1. Fiorina 17-1. Kasich 20-1.
Hmm. Yeah, it's funny. I don't want to get into this too much, but seeing Cruz's interviews, he comes off a hell of a lot better than he does in those debates. Oh. But anyway, that's going to wrap it up.
Read about him. He's a lunatic.
Oh, I've read about him. Trust me. I want to have him on the show.
No, I don't.
I do. I think it'd be great. I'd love to hear you two go after
him. And if you voted for him, I'd never speak to you again.
Oh, I know who I'm. I already know who I'm voting for, and I'll share that at some point. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, John. Thanks, AJ. You guys have a great day. Stay sports, you bitches.